I'm Leo Green, welcoming you to In the Mood here on LGRadio.online.
You had plenty of money, 1922. You let other women make a fool of you. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here, get me some money too. Sitting down wondering what it's all about. If you ain't got no money, they will put you out. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here, get me some money too.
That's Ruth Brown getting us going on this edition of In the Mood. We heard from the compositional pen of Irving Berlin in an earlier episode of In the Mood here on LGRadio.online, and during the 1930s, it's fair to say that the success of Irving's songs that were included in all those classic Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers movies were, well, pretty much responsible for having saved MGM Studios. They were literally in the hands of the receivers with the cloud of bankruptcy upon them when they'd hired Irving, and the scores he produced for them in 1935, 36 and 38 all became classics. Anyway, here's one from 1935's Top Hat.
Isn't this a lovely day to be caught in the way? You were going on your way. Now you've got to remain. Just as you were going, leaving me all at sea. The clouds broke, they broke, and oh, what a break for me. I can see the sun up high, though we're caught in a storm. I can see where you and I could be cozy and warm. Let the rain pitter-patter, but it really doesn't matter if the skies are gray. Long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day. As you were going, leaving break for me. I can see the sun up high, though we're caught in a storm. I can see where you and I could be cozy and warm. Let the rain pitter-patter, but it really doesn't matter if the skies are gray, as long as I can be with you. As long as I can be with you. As long as I can be with you. It's a lovely day.
Diana Krall with one of Irving Berlin's many classics, delivered for the MGM movie Top Hat in 1935. And Irving was that rarity among the great American songbook writers in that he had come up with the words and the music. Whereas George had Ira Gershwin or Rogers had Hart, Irving almost always worked alone. Johnny Mercer, on the other hand, was happy to work with anyone who came up with good ideas and was never tied to one particular composer. And this story also provides us with further proof that there's no definitive answer to the old "where does the idea for a song initially come from?" conundrum. Johnny Mercer didn't mind where an initial idea might come from. Anyway, one of the people who did have a good idea turned out to be a housewife named Mrs. Vimmerstedt from Youngstown, Ohio, who one day had written to Johnny Mercer saying she had an idea for a title and a subject for a song. Johnny loved the title and wrote back saying that if he got a spare moment, he would write a song based around her ideas, which of course he did. He then insisted that 50% of all the royalties were to go to the housewife from Ohio should the song ever actually get recorded. Once Edie Gourmet had turned it down, the song ended up in Tony Bennett's hands, who had a huge hit with it, thus changing Mrs. Vimmerstedt's life forever. Her idea for the song was this.
I wanna be around to pick up the pieces when somebody breaks your heart. Somebody twice as smart as I. A somebody who will swear to be true as you used to do with me. Who'll leave you to learn that misery loves company. Wait and see. I mean, I wanna be around to see how he does it when he breaks your heart to bits. Let's see if the puzzle fits so fine. And that's when I'll discover that revenge is sweet, as I sit there applauding from a front row seat. When somebody breaks your heart like you, like you broke mine.
Tony Bennett. We've glimpsed in on the genius that was Irving Berlin several times over the course of these shows, as I'm sure we will do regularly, but things hadn't always gone swimmingly well for him. Irving was working by the age of 8 selling newspapers, and by 14 he'd graduated to a singing waiter in local bars where he sang not just popular songs of the day but also the ones he'd made up himself. Despite beginning with a real disaster called Marie from Sunny Italy, which I think earned him about 37 cents, Irving wrote a tune a week, then a tune a day, and then as many tunes in a day as he could keep in his head. He had to keep it all in his head because he had no formal knowledge of music. It wasn't until he was an old man of about 23 that he turned the world upside down with this song, which, despite its title, wasn't anything to do with ragtime, but its success did turn Irving into a worldwide celebrity overnight.
Come on in here, come on in here, Alexander's a ragtime band. Come on in here, come on in here, it's the best band in the land. They can play a bugle call like you never heard before. So natural that you wanna go to war. That's just the best band. What am, oh my honey lamb, come on along, come on along. Let me take you by the hand. Up to the man, up to the man, who's the leader of the band. And if you care to hear the Swanee River played in a ragtime, come on in here, come on in here, Alexander's ragtime band. Come on in here, come on in here, it's the best band in the land. They can booba doo 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 doo. That's just the bestest band. What am, oh my honey lamb, come on along, come on along. Let me take you by the hand. Up to the man, up to the man, who's the leader of the band. And if you care to hear the Swanee River played in cool time, or if you want to hear the Swanee River played in a ragtime, come on in here, come on in here, Alexander. Alexander's ragtime band.
Ella Fitzgerald with Alexander's ragtime band, which isn't a piece of ragtime at all. However, in 1911, when that was written, ragtime was the in word, and Irving Berlin knew that people liked the sound of it, even if they didn't really know what it was. Although Cole Porter's name is as synonymous with the great American songbook as Irving Berlin's, the lives of the two men could not really have been more contrasting. Cole Porter was born into millions. Irving Berlin, on the other hand, was pretty much born into nothing. And I suppose one of the most telling differences between them was that whilst Porter knew how to talk to waiters, Irving Berlin had actually been one. And 94 years ago, Cole Porter wrote this for a 1929 Broadway musical brilliantly titled 50 Million Frenchmen Can't Be Wrong.
You do something to me, something that simply mystifies me. Tell me, why should it be you have the power to hypnotize me? Let me live beneath your spell. Do-do-da-do-do-da. You do so well for you. Do something to me that nobody else can do. Thank you. you do something to me that nobody else could do.
Julie London here on LGRadio.online from one of her many brilliant albums recorded for the Capitol label in the 1950s. 60 years ago, almost to the day, Mr. Sinatra recorded the album Nice and Easy. It spent 9 weeks at number one and also picked him up 3 Grammy Award nominations. One of those nominations was for Album of the Year, but Frank managed to lose out to himself thanks to another album he recorded that year, Come Dance With Me. But from the album that was nominated and didn't win, here's a ballad that had originally been introduced to the world back in 1932, but it's become forever associated with Otis Redding. That wasn't until several years later. In 1960, with an arrangement from Nelson Riddle, Frank Sinatra had made it sound like this.
She may be weary. Women do get weary. Wearing the same shabby dress. And when she's weary, try a little tenderness. You know she's waiting, just anticipating things she may never possess. While she's without them, try a little tenderness. It's not just sentimental. She has her grief and her care. And a world that's soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it. Women don't forget it. And it's all so easy. Try a little tenderness. And it's all so easy. Try a little tenderness.
And that concludes this episode of In the Mood here on LGRadio.online. Please don't forget to visit our website, which has all the information on all our programs. You're listening to LGRadio.online. Thanks for listening.